Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, rain and or snow developing. We could see some accumulation. High today, around 35. Kenosha at this hour, 30 degrees. It's 27 in Burlington, Milwaukee 29, 30 in Racine. State Supreme Court rules the city of Racine did not properly assess the Regency West apartments, thus overturning a decision by the Court of Appeals. It means the city could owe the owners of the apartment complex as much as $180,000 in property tax refunds for the years 2012 and 13. The Michigan-based owner of the apartment complex filed suit in 2013, claiming the city had overvalued the subsidized housing complex. The High Court, in a split decision, agreed, said the city did not comply with Wisconsin's law in determining the assessments those 2 years. The court sent the lawsuit back to Racine Circuit Court to determine the exact amount of the refund due to Regency West. A few days removed from the high-profile Racine County Board vote to sell the Ridgewood Care Center to an Illinois company, Supervisor Monty Osterman suggests it was one of the most difficult choices they have faced because there was so much information that they had to consider.
It had to happen over a long period of time because of the depth and breadth of investigation that everybody needed to do to be able to make an informed decision. And, in the end, the community was pretty divided on what to do with it. And it wasn't from a negative standpoint. It was just there are people that looked at it from the standpoint of the dollars spent, from a fiscal fashion period. And then there are those that looked at the care of our most vulnerable citizens.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Osterman noted the safeguards for Racine County will be in the final contract with Villa Healthcare. The sale of Ridgewood for $10.5 million projected to be finalized by the end of February. One of the key components to operation of a new community pool in the city of Burlington, which taxpayers supported in referendum and for which the Common Council voted to authorize borrowing, includes a reserve fund. During this week's council meeting, pool board member Darrell Eisenhart said there's close to three-quarters of their million-dollar goal already having been reached in terms of pledges.
We have pledges so far of almost $700,000 of the $1 million that the pool board is seeking, and we're actively seeking that. We are continuously out there in the community requesting donations. We've got some good pledges, and we will continue to do that as we reach our goal.
He said the annual pool party will continue to be a major reserve fundraising event. Meanwhile, Administrator Karina Walters explained the city's operational agreement with the pool board will get considered in a January 3rd closed session.
We'll be meeting with their attorney relatively short here to discuss some of the challenges and concerns, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the agreement is mutually beneficial, of course, for both parties, but then also knowing that the city is protected, but I know that the pool board wants to make sure that they are protected as well.
The Burlington Council, as this process moves along, will also be approving specifications and plans for the pool from Ayers Associates, with construction to begin next year. City of Milwaukee looking for companies who want to buy and rehab foreclosed and vacant homes in the Sherman Park neighborhood. The city has $1 million for a program to give out grants of up to $10,000 per house for the work. As many as 100 city-owned homes will be sold for $1 apiece to then be fixed up. Milwaukee's Police Chief Ed Flynn again speaking out on the availability of guns following the recent shooting death of a 15-year-old pregnant girl. Melanie Johnson struck by bullets while inside her home last week, the suspects targeting her brother. But regardless, Chief Flynn says lawmakers, prosecutors, judges, they've got to coordinate on a plan to fight gun violence.
We can't fix this issue until more people send the consistent message that using deadly violence to redress beefs and grudges and insults is wildly wrong.
Taken into custody for the girl's death, 18-year-old Alex Dixon, 19-year-old Martuz Holloway identified as also being involved, the charge, reckless homicide. Police in Rockford, Illinois investigating the death of a Racine man as a homicide, the body of 21-year-old Brian Thomas Abbott found just after 5:30 yesterday morning in the street. He had been stabbed multiple times, according to officials. Abbott pronounced dead at that location, Rockford police, otherwise releasing no other information. In Lake Delton, police investigating the death of a teenage boy who fell off a water slide at a popular resort. The unidentified 16-year-old from Florida and two of his siblings had climbed the water slide in a restricted area at the Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park Wednesday night. While sliding down on the plastic sled, victim got caught in the snow and, while trying to free himself, fell more than 30 feet. Water park was locked and closed for the season at the time. Family reportedly in Wisconsin to experience their first snow. Last weekend, S.E. Johnson pledged to match the Red Kettle donations for the Racine Salvation Army, and residents responded, donating more than $16,000, second highest kettle collection day in the history of the organization. The head of S.E. Johnson's going to take it a step further, apparently. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
That has inspired S.C. Johnson Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson to make sure this year's campaign has a strong finish, and he will personally match all Red Kettle donations tomorrow. In a statement, Johnson said he was, quote, inspired by the community's support this year for the Racine Salvation Army. This year's campaign goal is $290,000, and $225,000 has been raised to date. Red Kettles are located at businesses throughout the area. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
This week, the Kenosha City Council turned down a request by Urban League Director Yolanda Santos Adams to fund their emergency Spanish translation service with $5,000, an amount not included in the annual allocation of CD block grant funding to various organizations, which was up for consideration. Alderman Patrick Giuliana did motion to reduce several other program allocations, each by as much as $2,500, but Alderman Daniel Prozanski urged his colleagues not to support the changes, said the CDBG committee works hard to determine how that money should be doled out.
And while I think the Urban League is a very worthwhile organization, I think to change it after that committee has done the work that they've done is the wrong message.
Alderman David Bogdala said he couldn't support any changes, noted a request for funding far outseed, that is, what's available. Representatives of several organizations slated to receive funding waiting in the audience. Council did vote against reallocating funds for the translation program, then they approved the block grant allocations as recommended. Within the next few months, the Village of Mount Pleasant should have a new director of community development on board out of a half a dozen applicants. Interim Director Sam Schultz telling the Plan Commission this week about the process continuing to unfold with the break for the holidays.
The posting ended in early December. We received six applicants, and we are working with the Personnel Committee to move forward in the possible interviewing and review of those applicants.
The position vacated by Logan Martin, who took a job recently in the private sector with S.C. Johnson. A recent federal court ruling on the constitutionality of redrawn state legislative district maps and possible legal action leads to Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha saying that Republican partisan advantage from the now six-year-old maps pretty clear.
The court should redraw these maps and come up with fair maps that are reflective of the state rather than reflective of trying to help Republicans to guarantee themselves a majority.
State Department of Justice says the legal challenge is likely to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, so any changes to the maps ought to be put on hold. Panel of federal judges in November ruling Wisconsin's 2011 legislative district maps were unconstitutional because Republicans had drawn them in a way to minimize the power of Democratic voters. An analysis of credit card debt in this country shows Wisconsin residents are carrying one of the lightest burdens in the country. CreditCards.com examining the debt loads of Americans by comparing average credit card balances in each of the states to the median earnings. States ranked on how quickly the folks are able to erase the average credit card balance. Wisconsin, number five in the country. Folks needing just 14 months to pay it all off. The balance, about $4,700. North Dakotans, they needed just 12 months. People in Alaska and New Mexico took a little bit longer. The average was about 20 months. And word coming in just now, the commercial jetliner may have been hijacked. The plane taking off in Libya, bound for the capital city of Tripoli, instead diverted to the island of Malta, where it has since landed. Going to be more on that at the top of the hour on the national news. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.